I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
I need the cross buried in the holy ground of Calvary that I can reach around and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Because you better pray for me. They're arresting pastors like me around the world. I'm not boasting myself, and the last thing I want to do is go down to Santa Rosa County Jail. I visited there. It'd be something, wouldn't it? Come on in, Pastor. We got a bed for you. I'm going to carry somebody with me. Peter had John. Joey's going to have somebody. And I certainly don't need some limp-wristed, weak-kneed kind of believer that's going to suck his thumb and say, well, I'll come to church when. I need somebody full of the power and the Holy Ghost. So whenever we start singing songs at midnight, God kicks the door down and sets everybody free. Great persecution. I'm going to tell you something. God will not be undone. I know today that the Taliban and everybody else thinks we got it on the run. And I'm just going to tell you, it's an embarrassment for the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America. But I have another Commander-in-Chief. He calls himself the Chief Cornerstone. He calls himself the Rock of Ages. Come on, somebody. He calls himself the Ancient of Days, a bulwark, a righteous and a sheltering place. He calls himself the refuge in the storm. He calls himself Messiah. He calls himself the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I have a Commander in Chief, and he said, preach on, son. It's really real. Great persecution. Isn't that something? And the devil and the gates of hell thought they had him on the run. You know what they did? You know what he did? Y'all still with me? He just ran them out of their comfort zone. Bible says the whole church except for the apostles were scattered all over. Isn't it something? Holy Ghost said Judea and Samaria. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? I do believe in Acts 1 and 8, he said, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem. The apostles got that covered. And in Judea. And in Samaria. And unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And you shall be witnesses in Auburn, Alabama, in Shamukla. Come on, somebody. You shall be witnesses in Fort Walton and in Milton and in Pensacola and in Warrington. You shall be witnesses. What is that? It means that he's going to scatter us. How? Somebody looking at me now, a pastor texted me this morning. He said, listen, I don't know how many we're going to have there today. We got storms and we got COVID. We got everything else. He said, I said, preach on to what you're going to preach. We preached to a house full of chairs last year. Don't be afraid. Can I tell you, I don't know if this Sunday might be the last Sunday we get together. But if that's what happens, let the church be scattered to the four corners of the earth and preach the everlasting gospel. And I conclude with this passage of scripture. Because the Bible said after persecution comes a refreshing. Acts chapter 8, verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy. Please don't let me do damage to this, but many taken with COVID and that were lame were healed. Now, I'm just telling you right now, as in my prayer time last night and this morning, my prayer is, because the government don't know what to do and vaccines don't know what to do, and every time we look at something, it's changing its way. You know what I'm praying for? I'm praying for somebody, including myself, to have the anointing of God in these hands, that we begin to lay hands on them, and all of a sudden the news media calls up and says, what y'all giving them down there? You giving them hydrochloroquine? You giving them ivermectin? No, I'm giving them Jesus Christ, who took his stripes on his back for my healing, and I just dare to believe him. The Bible says in verse number 8, and there was great joy in that city. You know what I pray for? God, send great joy to Pace, Florida and Pace Assembly, because miracle signs and wonders are happening. You better hear me, my friends. Revival broke out in Samaria, and the people started seeing and hearing, and unclean spirits came out. The conversion of Gentiles took place, and revival took place there. I believe that's exactly what God is preparing us for right now and is doing. There's some of my preacher friends that are having revival services, and it's breaking out. The anointing of God is breaking out in places all around America, but not everywhere. You hear me? Rita posted out there a few days ago on her social media. I loved it. Earth is getting ready for war, but heaven's getting ready for a wedding. And you know what he says? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. If somebody just happened to click on from the Taliban, I got a word for you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Now, the term gates, as I close, gates means authority. It was a place of military authority, political power. It was the place where all the business transactions were happening. It was economic power. It was all, that's what the gates represented. And right now, there is political, economic, religious, antichrist spirits that are at the gate pushing at the church worldwide. But Jesus said, the gates, the authority and the power of hell, shall not prevail against the church. Can I drop something in your spirit real fast? And Jesus turned around and said, now that you got that revelation, I can trust you with some keys. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you got some keys. It's a horrible thing to have a set of keys and not know where it fits. Do you hear what I said? How many of you got some keys? Pull your keys out and jingling just a little bit right there. That's right. Just pull your keys out. Just pull your keys out right there and see what's going on. Somebody, you got keys? Let me see them keys. Let me see them keys right there. You got some keys? I need some keys right here. Yeah. Oh, you got exactly what I was looking for. Yes, sirree. Because there's keys that if you've got the right key, you can get access to whatever it is you have need of. But you know what the Lord gave me? He gave me an illustration for all. How many of you got these fobs for your car? I got one. I don't have it on me right now. But I'm going to go drive Charlie Elliott's car right on off of here, because this is his keys. He got this fob right here. Tell me if I'm telling the truth. And I don't even have to find the key to put it in the lock. Preach, Pastor. Three people's going to get it. All I've got to do, because I got this fob right here, is just get within the proximity. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. All I got to do is just get near the thing, and the key starts working its work, unlocking locks and turning cars on. I know. This morning I got ready, opened the door to my garage, and reached out the door. I was 20 feet away from my car, but I pushed this little button and all of a sudden, boom. You know why? I got the key. Ask your neighbor, have you got the key? Come on, somebody. You know what God's saying? He's saying this. Behold, I give you the fob to the kingdom. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In other words, he's saying this. Whatever heaven is already binding, you can bind it on earth. He said, and whatever heaven is loosing in heaven, you can loosen on earth if you know the keys of the kingdom. I'm already in the kingdom. You don't get the fob unless you own the car. Ask your neighbor, have you got some keys? Take yours. Y'all must be waiting on a business meeting. I conclude this morning on my third closing. Nothing can stop the church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I've had folks come and I've had folks go. And some say, well, you know what? If I'm not there, the whole thing gonna crash down. But the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. What am I saying? I'm saying you better go ahead and get in this thing because you need him more than he needs you. Come on, somebody. You better get all up on fire and get all the way in. You better not be hanging on the edge, sitting on the fence, listening to somebody talk trash. Because I close this message by telling you that nothing can stop the church. And God will always leave himself. He will never leave himself without a witness. God's going to have a witness. Pastor, they're killing all the pastors, all the Christians in Taliban. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. God's always going to have a witness. You better watch out. Iran said, we're going to eradicate all the Christians. Yeah. They just went underground, and one of the largest Pentecostal churches in all the world is in Iran right now. Every time persecution comes, the church expands. Because God will never leave himself without a witness. Because as soon as you go, God's going to have somebody else take your place. Can I do that? Will you let me preach this right here? I saved this thing for the very last. Because when Adam goes, he came. And when Adam goes, Abel comes. And when Abel goes, Abraham comes. And when Abraham goes, Isaac comes. And when Isaac goes, Jacob comes. And when Jacob goes, Moses comes. And when Moses comes and he goes, Joshua comes. And when Joshua goes, Elijah comes. And whenever Elijah goes, Elisha comes. And when Elisha goes, David comes. And when David goes, Solomon comes. And when Solomon goes, Isaiah comes. And when Jeremiah goes, here comes Jeremiah, here comes Ezekiel comes. And when Ezekiel goes, Daniel comes. And when Hosea goes, here comes Zephaniah. And when Zephaniah goes, Zechariah comes. And when Zechariah goes, Malachi comes. And when Malachi goes, here comes John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist goes, here comes Jesus. And when Jesus goes, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all my witnesses, because God will never leave himself without a witness.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.